Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The musical Next to Normal opens this Thursday at Next Act Theater in the Third Ward. It tells the story of a superficially average American family. Dad, mom, daughter, and son. But in the midst of their seemingly easygoing lives lies a hidden truth, the mom's challenges with bipolar disorder.
It's being staged by a relatively new company on the Milwaukee theater scene, one whose story is itself pretty interesting. Lake Effect's Bonnie North spoke with Alex Sherrell, one of the founders of All In Productions, along with Tim Backus, who directs Next to Normal, and they offered some background on the company.
So All In Productions was kind of a dream of myself and then also Robbie McGee, who is the other co-founder of the company. We had been talking, I think like a lot of artists really do, about kind of starting our own company way back since we lived together. And I want to say it was 2010, 2011, kind of we started talking about that after we first met. And then, you know, you time jump a couple years ahead, we got into a situation where we could actually put some money into starting this company. And we really just kind of wanted to do, you know, there's a lot of great companies in Milwaukee, but, you know, there aren't always as many opportunities for local actors as there could be. So we really were looking for a company that could do that. And once we got the opportunity to put that goal forward, we just kind of went for it.
So how long have you been an official company?
We have been, this is our third season, so since 2014.
Yeah, debut show was December 2014. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you jumped in, Tim, pretty much close on at the beginning?
Yeah, so I was involved in our debut production the last 5 years as the understudy to Jamie. And after that, about a year later, I was invited to become a part of the All In Productions board when one of the board members moved south to Florida. So I've been with the company in a board and an advisory role ever since then. So
was the idea, I know there have been a lot of little companies around trying to, you know, offer things, particularly for young actors. I mean, we've talked about that with other people on this show about how there's a lot of great theater for established actors, but getting your chops, you know, sort of getting on stage and having a chance to work on roles can be an issue. And there's been Young Blood and there's been other smaller companies. What exactly were you hoping to do with this? Was it just a chance to get some directing chops, get some acting chops with the idea of moving out, or are you trying to grow the company into something bigger?
I think it initially started off as being a place where we could give like talented people who we knew that weren't getting those kind of opportunities a place where they could display their talents and strengths. But as we've kind of gone on over the last few years, I think that we've seen, especially as we've been getting some great press, like we have this opportunity to really create something great in the Milwaukee theater space. And our goal has really become to create an environment in this city for artists to take on roles that they wouldn't have and to add to what's really becoming a growing, blossoming arts scene here in Milwaukee. So, yeah, it initially started off as sort of a smaller kind of idea, but I think we're heading towards something bigger.
We're also, you know, we use a lot of younger artists, but we're definitely working with a lot of veterans in the city, too. We have the honor of working with a number of different individuals for the past three seasons. So it's just a great chance to kind of build the company to kind of see where, you know, where we started and then where we want to go in terms of kind of making our mark on the theater scene in Milwaukee. I think everyone that's in the company is really in it for the long haul. So, I mean, it's not just going to be kind of a situation where we're just around for a few years and then we just disappear. We really want to be here for the long term.
So how do you see yourself differentiating from the other smaller companies in town? I mean, there are a lot of people who are doing a lot of great work. So what makes you guys stand out?
One big thing is that we do some musical theater in addition to straight plays, which a lot of the smaller companies either just don't have the ability to do or that's just not their area of focus. And so a lot of times the musical theater is either left to the community theaters, you know, out in the suburbs or to like the big players like Skylight or The Rep, where younger actors without those kind of resumes can't necessarily get into right away.
They might be in the chorus.
Yeah. So that's a big thing for sure. Also, I think just our mission in that we're trying to be as truly local as possible and, you know, at least paying a small amount that we can afford, you know, right now to everyone who works with us. I think those are two big things for sure.
Do you have like equity special contracts or anything, or are you just doing all non-union at this point?
all non-union at this point. We want to get to that point, but obviously right now we're just kind of one step at a time. So
right, yeah. It you have to have a certain amount, you know, you have to be able to afford that,
right.
Yeah. You know, to do that. But yeah, that
it's
would
always
that,
a struggle in the theater world.
It yeah. always is. There's never enough money, and there's never enough time, usually is how it works. And a lot of people who want to do it, which is both a good thing and sometimes not. But so for you, the two of you, you Tim, you were acting, and now you're directing this next production. Alex, are you acting and directing as well, or are you doing more of the administrative stuff?
I primarily do more of the administrative stuff. The past few shows I have, especially the ones that we've done in the Next Act performance space, I've been the stage manager for our productions, but we've been fortunate enough to be able to bring on an amazing stage manager, Kathy Stotz, for this show. So I've been able to kind of step back, and I also just got married, so that kind of also took up a lot of my time.
It's like you had a personal life. Yeah,
yeah, you know, so. Yeah, yeah.
Selfish of you.
Yeah, I know.
Right? But I've been fortunate enough to just kind of been able to now scale back my involvement with the shows and work more on kind of the day-to-day operations of the company.
So looking at it in terms of financial backing, are you looking at grants? Are you looking how is that part of it working?
We're primarily we look at grants. We've done some grant writing, and we're still obviously trying to get better at that. That's, I'm sure, as anyone who's been involved with a nonprofit knows, you know, it's something that you're always trying to perfect, always trying to get better at. And this is really our first year of going at it. We've done some fundraising this year through a fundraiser show we did called Against Type, and we also had a I think it was a GoFundMe that we ran. So we've been that's kind of our primary area of fundraising. And then of course we have ticket sales, but we're, I would say, pretty affordable, probably lower than what might be optimal for, you know, what we do. But, you know, we really want to make this affordable and accessible to everyone in the Milwaukee community, so.
Right, and, you know, most theater companies, nobody's making their money on ticket sales. You know, they're making a little bit, but they're not going to, you're not going to balance your budget on ticket sales.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, having been someone who wasn't involved from an administrative perspective with theater companies before this, it was really shocking to me to, like, look at the numbers and be like, wow, these companies really have to work as hard as they can to make ends meet, to be able to turn profits on shows, and just to be able to meet all of their financial requirements. So, yeah, it's been interesting.
Yeah, even with a nonprofit status, where the idea is that everything gets plowed back in, you still have to balance your budget.
Yeah, right.
And it's tough to do. It's tough to do, particularly if you're depending on ticket sales, which most places will tell you don't.
Yeah, right.
Just yep. That's nice, but don't. Yeah. And so for your shows, how many do you have a season?
We've been trying to do about three. So for this year and next year, our goals are kind of to do two straight plays and a musical.
Okay. And are you primarily renting Next Act space when you do, or are you traveling around the city?
Around. So we, for Next to Normal, obviously we're at Next Act Theater, and we've used that space for a couple of our other musicals, but we had a smaller play this spring called Circle Mirror Transformation that we had at the Alchemist Theater in Bayview. We've also worked, we did a show at the Villa Terrace, and we've done a show at In Tandem Theater, which is the 10th Street Theater over by Marquette. So
it's nice to be able to kind of take your shows to different communities, too.
Yeah, and we can sort of match the show that we're doing to the space that we want to perform it in, so we have sort of the ideal setting for each show that we put on.
Well, and you're also not responsible for the maintenance and upkeep of...
Yeah, to an extent, yeah.
to an extent. I mean, you don't own the building kind of thing. So that helps, you know. It helps you be a little more nimble, I would think.
Yeah, it's interesting being nomadic. There are definitely benefits, of course, to having your own space, but obviously for a new company, it's something that's almost impossible. So, you know, it's been great to wander around the different theaters that are in the downtown and the east side and in the Bayview. And it's just been everyone we've worked with, all the facilities, venues we've worked with have been just so receptive and so great. I can't say enough about, you know, how helpful they've all been as we've kind of learned our way through this process.
That's what I really appreciate the most, I think, about this community in Milwaukee, is that everybody's like in it together. You can see that like on a citywide level, not just in the arts, but everybody's really invested in creating something great in this city right now. And the arts are a microcosm of that. There's all these theater companies that are growing and new ones popping up, and everybody's just really supportive of each other, which is fantastic. You don't have that in a lot of other cities.
Right, and you've got places like Next Act and In Tandem that offer their space when they're not in production themselves, and that's just really wonderful to get into a bigger a bigger space for you guys. And Alchemist is a wonderful space to see a show in.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you don't get a lot of audience. It's not very big. What, it's like, you know, 60 people.
60, 70,
yeah. Something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's a terrific space.
Yeah, and Aaron Kopeck there is fantastic. And they've got an awesome little bar space, you know, outside there. So, yeah.
Well, Next to Normal, it is a great musical, interesting choice, particularly for a smaller company to do, because it's got somewhat big production values, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So why this show now?
Well, when we were talking about our season theme for this year, we settled on the theme of Let's Talk. And basically the general idea, we were talking about this at the end of last year after the election and everything. And we can all agree that we're living in a pretty divisive time right now in our country. And rather than finding shows that like try too hard to be edgy or make like divisive statements, we wanted to find shows that created positive, constructive discussions for people to come together and appreciate. And so with Next to Normal, the issue of mental health, specifically bipolar disorder for this show, I think pretty much everyone can agree that this is something that deserves more attention and focus. We don't really know a lot about mental health and mental disease still, and as such, there's a lot of stigma that goes along with it, and this show tackles that really well and creates the potential for a lot of really outstanding constructive discussions.
Well, and with some great songs.
Oh, yeah. The music is incredible.
The music is amazing. I mean, it truly is. You think, you know, I've seen it a couple of times in different places, and you think, oh, I'm going to, the first time I remember thinking, this is an interesting topic for a musical, and I was completely absorbed.
Yeah, right. I was telling someone the other day, the first time I saw it, I didn't know anything about it, so I went into it thinking it was going to be like a sitcom. I came out, I was just like, wow, that was not what I expected. So emotionally powerful. Yeah.
Yeah. So the space, it's in Next Act, if I'm remembering, it's 3/4, right? You're kind of in a little bit of a thrust.
Right.
So how are you keeping it simple in terms of the staging? Or
yeah, well, the whole vision of the show is that if you've seen like recordings of the Broadway production or even like other productions that have been done around here, a lot of times they have like a real sort of like rock stage kind of vibe to them. We're scaling that down, and the whole idea of the vision of this show is that we want to make it more intimate, more genuine. And the Next Act space really helps with that because the actors are surrounded on three different sides. And so being so close up to the actors and then having a set that we're designing more as like an actual like middle class home versus a rock stage with metal beams and poles and whatever. All of that, I think, goes toward really advancing and enhancing the experience that you get out of this show.
And so once this comes down, I know you're busy getting ready to put this up, but what are the other two shows for the season?
We opened with Circle Mirror Transformation, which was a fantastic play, and that was when we did Alchemist. That was earlier in the spring. We actually run in a different kind of a season than the rest of the theaters in the community, just kind of the way I think, just because of the way we started. So we actually go by calendar year right now. So our third show is going to be a play. We actually are in kind of a to-be-announced stage. As much as I like to say what it is, we kind of have a few different things going on right now. So it's a little bit in limbo, but we will be announcing that, I think, within the next month or month and a half.
So people should just watch your Facebook and social media and website and all that stuff for the announcement.
We're hoping to be able to announce potentially at Next to Normal as well. So we'll see what happens.
Well, gentlemen, best of luck with this, your second show of this season. I look forward to talking to you as things go on, and maybe the next time we can I can go to a rehearsal and we can talk to folks.
Absolutely.
And be great.
Get some sound there, but in the meantime, break a leg with this one, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Alex Sherrell is one of the founders of All In Productions. Tim Backus is communications director and directs All In's production of the musical Next to Normal, which runs this Thursday through Sunday and next Thursday through Sunday at Next Act Theater in Walker's Point. They spoke with Lake Effect's Bonnie North, and you can find more information at wuwn.com. And I won't